Yeah.
You're all rushing me now. You're sitting
there. Call the order. Stand for a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're short.
I'm really short.
Yep, just realized that looking over the top of you.
Yeah.
That is not nice. Manners, please.
It's not a bad comment if you're a woman. It's bad when the man tells you.
No.
When you're a man, I get told that.
Okay.
All right. Let's go down the list here. Public comment. Does anybody want to comment on this agenda?
There's nothing on the agenda.
Okay. So there's nothing to comment on. So we'll move on. Do I have a motion for approval of the minutes for April 9th?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for April 9th.
All
I second it.
All approve?
Aye.
Okay, approval for the agenda for May 14th. Do I have a motion?
I motion we approve the agenda for May 14th.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. We have a report from the Sandy Valley Fire Department, please.
Hold on, I'm coming. All right. Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For last month, we ended up with 20 medical calls, 2 flights, 1 auto accident, and a brush fire. So, a little bit more busy than what we've had for a little bit. But we, for the most part, were able to take care of all that. Other than that, I don't think we really have a whole lot going on as far as in the community coming up. We've got some things happening in June down in Laughlin, but that's really about it. Yes, ma'am.
And look forward to us having coins.
Yeah, we're always looking for ways to try and, you know, get money from everybody.
Challenge so coins.
We've got a challenge coin that we're working on right now. So kind of a commemorative thing.
Well, I know another department has glow-in-the-dark ones. Are you just going to glow-in-the-dark?
No, ours are going to be actually affordable, though.
I'm just going to go.
I never got that idea.
Other than that, does anyone have anything?
Make them out of silver, and they might go a lot faster.
Right. You can imagine they're silver if you like.
Yeah, so how do we get the coins?
Well, we have to get them first.
Five.
We'll be bringing them. We'll have them.
Once we have them, we'll let people know. And I believe we're looking at $10 a coin for someone else's 100% markup on that price. But
I don't know what I got.
All right, thank you, folks.
Yeah. We received a report from Sandy Valley Schools.
You missed one.
Oh, good. Well, I can go back to him.
He's here.
I can go back to him. You want to go?
No, go to him.
Okay.
Right.
We'll go to Metro.
Starting the chess team at Metro. So I actually took the time to look up the stats this month, and there's nobody here. So we get 32 calls, so we beat the fire department. Other than that, nothing significant. Same old. Anyone have? We're not doing any challenge points, so I don't have any questions. Does anyone have any questions? Or, yes, sir.
There is rumor that someone was shot and killed. Is that true rumor or just rumor?
We did respond to an incident just south of State Route 160 off the Sandy Valley Dirt Road. It's believed to be a suicide. It's not believed to be a homicide. There was some conflicting information. We did that on Sunday night. It is still being investigated, but as of right now, everything appears that it is just a suicide. So there's no public safety concern or anything.
Was it a resident here? Or?
Not a resident of here. It was a resident from town. They went out to the shooting area over there off of the back road. Right off, it was right south of 160. But without divulging too much, it's believed to be a suicide. There's no safety concern.
Okay.
Anything else? Sorry, I have to go. Yeah. My apologies. Thanks a lot.
All right. You want to do it?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to receive a report from the Central Valley School.
6 more days of school. And then they're all yours. graduation at 5:00, May 23rd, Thursday, open to the public. And also, I just want to let you know that staff, Brian Carey, beat seniors in dodgeball today.
Yay.
Although I was not a contributing factor, I was more of a detriment to the team. So, so despite me, they won.
I have a question. How many are graduating?
16. Right, I think?
We have a couple special circumstances, so I think it is at 16. We've had some kids that have come in from other states and some other things that... So I think we're at 16.
I think that's what I said.
Yeah. That's what I think I'm backing you up.
But I might, I don't know circumstances, so I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Would that be 100% graduation
rate? Because of one of the circumstances, no.
Okay.
We had basically one child who was out of school for a couple of years. But we were...
That shouldn't count.
It starts when they're a freshman, and they track them through the 4 years.
Oh, okay.
It will count.
You say he's not on the list.
No, it's a weird situation. So he will graduate. He'll graduate next year. There's really no issue, but...
So when the school's in town, we've got all but one kid graduating.
Yeah, and when you really look at like ours, it's really good. We've had a couple kids we have a couple that are graduating early.
So that counts for the one who's graduating late.
Well, it doesn't, the numbers don't work that way. I wish they did, but the numbers things are important, but the reality is our kids are all graduating that are ready to graduate and move on, and so, yeah, we're in a good spot.
Numbers only count if they're against you. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to know how I can put it for the next board meeting.
Don't get your mind wrapped around numbers. 90% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
And we do, you know, one thing I can just mention to add in there, every year we offer for about a month and a half a summer school credit retrieval. Myself and another teacher, we run that. And kids that are kind of getting behind, we kind of catch them back up for the next year. But we don't have any seniors that are having to do that this year to be able to graduate. So, yeah, we're in good shape.
Wow. Okay.
Good.
All right. We received a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation, please. You have anything?
Other than our grand opening, it went great. I don't have anything going on.
All right. Do we have anyone from Valley Electric to give us a report? I don't see anyone here. All right. Received a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. I'm not even getting that. So Peace Park had the grand opening on Saturday. If you didn't make it, you missed out. It was great. It was exciting to see the kids doing the bike rodeo. Most of them, I would say, did the whole little circuit once, and just kept going. Mm-hmm. And because they just didn't want to get off the bikes, they were having so much fun. And the splash pad ran nonstop for the entire mm-hmm. event, and I think it's pretty much been nonstop since then.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we have already had some disruptive behavior in relation to the park. Some kids were out on Mother's Day on Sunday using the new benches to jump and do stuff with their scooters, and they've already taken a chunk out of one of the benches. Very, very disappointing. I'm pretty sure it's nobody in here that's doing that. But if you see that going on, please say something. I mean, this park belongs to all of us, and it'll be a shame for it to, you know, go downhill so quickly. So, just let's all keep an eye on that. I've asked Metro if they'll make this part of their rounds when they're out here to come by. Just really disappointing. The Family Dollar Store, their permits are just one check off away from getting issued. And the rumors continue that they're not going to build it. That is not true. director that it is going to get built. The waiver conditions on GB Sciences cultivation facility was held for 60 days to work out some issues, so it'll be heard by the Board of County Commissioners on July 17th. And I think that's it. I don't have anything else. Yes?
So the lot next to the store, are they done with that cleanup?
Yes, and there should be no activity happening on that site whatsoever.
Are they going to pick up the pile that they left up on the hill at Mile Marker 7?
The hill at Mile Marker 7, that came from them?
Yeah.
Did you do that just to really make me?
No, I was just asking if they're.
I didn't know that came from them. I'll ask Public Works if they can pick it up.
Yeah, they were having some issues.
I was curious.
Getting them to get back out here would be. Well, they were very unceremoniously asked to leave the valley by myself. So, it would seem pretty bad for me to call and ask them to come pick
I don't know if you have noticed, but there's, in that chain link fenced-in area, there's piles of what looks like pig crap with a lot of trash in it.
Well, there's no chain link fenced area anymore.
A different place across the street.
Across the street.
The one close to
Miami. By the cafe?
On that
no,
side.
No, close to Miami. The new one.
The only chain link fenced in area in the valley with three rows of barbed wire around the top.
Okay, well that's not chain link, it's like metal fencing, but okay. So it's by the cafe, it's right in the cafe.
Yeah.
That one, I've been working with the person on that. They are wanting to grow hemp. Whether or not, is just a crop. It is licensed through the state as a part of the farm bill. They cannot grow without that license. That person developing that site did things out of order. They did not do things in the right procedures, and I'm working with them to get them into compliance. They seem to be wanting to do it, but it's going slowly. So they do plan to build greenhouses. You can see the stuff out there to build greenhouses, but they do require permits that they did not get. So they may start planting outdoors because it is a crop and we have agricultural land. They're allowed to do that outdoors. I don't know if they're going to proceed with that or not. So that's basically where it is. I'm waiting.
It looks clean.
Can you?
It looks clean.
Well, it's clean and graded flat without proper permits. But
can you take a look at those piles? They look like they've got some of the pig manure too.
Nothing was added to that site.
There's piles there now.
Okay. I promise nothing was added. That everything came from on the site. I've been watching it, checking in with them. Air quality's been out. Code enforcement's been out. That all came from the site. You cannot believe me, but it all came from the site. They have not introduced. They do their own composting. They are experienced grower, and all of that is from the site, from all the debris that they took up. So.
I wanted to go back to the Peace Park thing. Now that children's charity, the
Breakaway
bike,
Cycle?
Yes, they gave away helmets and bicycles. Mm-hmm. Like how many of each?
25. There were 25 bikes that were raffled.
25. Okay.
And each child that participated in the bike rodeo got a helmet.
Okay.
If they already had one, cool one.
And the kids that brought bikes that needed repairs, they did a bunch of bike repairs.
And that was from Las Vegas Cycling, yeah. Was here doing repairs.
Okay.
And Breakaway Cycling, that's what they do. They do these charity events. And so
when there are that bike paths specifically?
They do bike rodeos.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time they've done
I've
it.
I've never heard of one either. So.
Oh, this is the first time they've done it on a trail.
Okay.
And so I'd asked them to incorporate the trail. To get everybody out there seeing it and using it, and so that was different for them, and I think they really enjoyed it. And they gave, I think they had brought 50 helmets, and then I had gotten another 108 helmets donated from Regional Transportation Commission.
Very good.
And we also have, hey Shauna, Do you want to get that box of water bottles? Do you know where it is? Mm-hmm. So but, we also have water bottles printed with the little logo on it. So if everybody wants one, you can have one. We have some left over. So yeah. And Commissioner Jones, if you didn't know, is a big cyclist. So he was thrilled with the event and enjoyed seeing everybody out the bikes and everything. And he brought his son, who had a blast.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
There was another hand. Another question.
Does the splash pad turn off on a certain time of night? I don't know that answer, and we had a meeting today, and I forgot to ask. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about it right now. My thought was that it should be like park hours.
Which are what?
Is it till dark or till 9?
I think it's
don't just make something up. You don't know.
I think the sign says till 9.
Okay. Because I'll in the summer.
Till 10. I think it says, is it 10?
Because in the summer it's still hot in the evening.
10, right? 10.
That's the standard for most parts. Yeah. How about the look right
now? Oh, yeah, I just don't remember what it says on the sign.
I thought it said sunset.
I thought it said till dark.
I only asked because we were there before it opened, mm-hmm. and the kids turned on the water to my detriment because mm-hmm. it's freezing. And then after 9, they were like, I think, why won't it turn on anymore? So I just wondered if it, because...
I don't know the answer,
the engineers showed us that there was a system. Control
dot. Oh yeah, it's called the rain brain.
Yeah.
There's a computer that runs yeah. the whole thing.
Right.
Yet they couldn't make it work so that I could have my Bellagio water show when the commissioner was giving a speech. So amazingly they can set a time, but they can't set certain things to go off. What do we think? Do we think it should be closed at the time the park is closed? I mean, those of you that have kids.
I mean, 9 is fine with me. I just was making sure.
I don't know.
In the summer, it'll be a little different, but right now, the minute the sun goes down, it's kind of chilly.
Right.
So.
Maybe we can do it at 9 and see how it goes.
In August, it'll be 100 at 2 in the morning.
The shower isn't working.
It's not.
No, Christian and I were trying everything out yesterday. We tried that and nothing worked on it.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, if you notice anything, one thing that came up that I had not thought of was that we made this beautiful sidewalk and we graded the whole parking area out there and everything was beautiful, but people who have a walker or have a wheelchair have a hard time getting up because we have a lift now for that sidewalk. So I definitely want to hear about those things, and we're going to be remedying that very shortly with a ramp. But yeah, if you have things like that, please let me know. And it was also brought to my attention, these benches out here. I walk by them all the time and never looked at them, and they are in poor repair. So a request has gone in to replace these benches out here. And the chains on the swings are very rusty, and they're going to be replaced. So if you notice things like that, just let me know. And especially if you see things that aren't working. So
I have one.
Yes.
In the middle of the sidewalk up by the front, there's a survey marker that sticks up almost half an inch. That's a tripping hazard that
okay. could create a liability. Okay, it's not a survey marker, it's a trail distance marker, but it shouldn't be sticking up that far.
Right. I saw somebody back over it and fall on their butt.
Oh, okay.
Can you just bring a hammer out there and hammer it in?
Let's not do that, please.
Yeah, they're posse now.
Yeah, so I'll have to have them fix that.
Is everything going behind the baseball field where it's all leveled off?
It's not,
okay.
But doesn't it seem like a perfect spot for something?
It does.
Yeah.
Like maybe a dog run park or something.
Shauna and I walked it a couple weeks ago, we said the exact same things. It's set up perfectly either for another picnic area or another playground area, something.
Community garden.
There's no water run out there, so that would be difficult. But I think it's set up perfectly. It's accessible now. I think it's great. Skate park is definitely one thing, but after this, I don't want to give them anything. No. but no, that probably would be something good to put in that area. So yeah, we're set up really well for our next improvement.
Park hours are posted 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Really?
Cool.
That's pretty standard. It's pretty standard. That's how the site is a little set, so they didn't replace that. Must not have been on the bid.
Those hours sound good.
That's good enough for me.
On the water feature, do you now watch it and see how much water it uses?
No, it's a set program.
Okay.
And the water is recycled. This was asked to me the other day. The water is recycled. It's treated just like a pool, which is why we have to have the shower and everything. There is a tank underneath all the equipment, and the water is recycled. So, okay. I mean, it may seem alarming that that much water is being used, but it is being recycled.
So the time it's off, it runs for 15 minutes. In that respect.
No, it runs for 15 minutes. Once it's on, it runs.
And even if it wasn't, it'd go right back into the groundwater and you pump right back out again.
There you go.
Are we good?
Oh, I think so.
Question about the roadway coming
in. Oh, yes. Sandy Valley Road?
Yep.
Okay. The surveyors have been out. You probably saw the little pink flags along there.
Again.
Again. And for very good reason. So I did meet with BLM 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, something like that. And we are closer than ever. We are working on an agreement. BLM, originally when we surveyed the road, we did a centerline survey. And BLM wanted a more detailed survey as to the disturbed area. That's what they call the area that's been marked out. So that's why the new survey came out, why Public Works was out doing that new survey. And I guess if you think about it, it makes sense if you're going to give something to someone, or if you're going to take something, you want to know what the extent is of what you're taking or giving. So that survey was the next step in getting us closer to rights to the road. So I am very hopeful that we'll be seeing something, some improvements here pretty soon.
So rights to the road meaning the state or the county?
County.
Okay.
But yeah, right now, in case anyone doesn't know, we do not have the right to fix the road at this point. All we have the rights to do are blade the edges and fill potholes. That's all we are allowed to do by law, federal law. So what we are trying to do is have the road become ours so then we can fix it and maintain it and do all the stuff we need to do.
Whose responsibility is it to fix it?
No one's. The county does it because it just serves citizens, but technically no one. It's a right of way, it's a easement over BLM land. And so somebody put it in, which I've heard multiple different stories. Someone paved it years ago, not very well, and it's there. So we're stuck with it. So we take care of it kind of by default. And it was so substandard, the work we do, you see the potholes that pop right back out. But we aren't allowed to excavate, we're not allowed to do anything.
The pavement's only an inch thick.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it was done by a movie company in 1981. Yeah. I was actually around.
Yeah. So believe me, I drive every day and hit every pothole because you think I would remember and I don't. And Public Works wants it to be better. They're sick of coming out and filling potholes that don't stay in there. But we are very close. I had a very positive meeting with BLM, and they want us to be able to do it too, but they have rules that they have to follow as well. So
it'll go all the way from through the pass all the way to Cherokee?
I don't know what the extent of it will be. The No Man's Land Road goes all the way to California. And then it actually comes up to courts. Oh. Cherokee is the same thing. So I don't know what the extent of it will be.
What about getting the county to resurface it in the meantime?
We aren't allowed to.
Oh, yeah. Well, if they can. Yeah.
No, we do not have the rights to do it. That's the problem. The money is set aside. There have been plans to do it. We do not have the rights to do it. And we will be charged with trespass like we were before if we do beyond what we're allowed to do.
So nobody can come in the dark at night and just take care of it?
Well, if that happens, but
nobody's going to tattle on it if you want to do it.
And that's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a months-long project. Yeah. So, yeah. If something may happen, do it. You know, but no, it's we have to do it the right way.
Okay. We good? All right, let's move on to planning and zoning. We got CP-19-900-180 that the Sandy Valley Citizens Advisory Council consider proposed changes to the transportation element of the Clark County Comprehensive Master Plan, and after conducting a public hearing, take appropriate action for possible action.
So this is part of the comprehensive plan for the whole county. So the transportation element of the comprehensive plan dictates the size of roads. And so that when you, if you, like in town, bought a piece of property on Dean Martin, you're going to know it's going to be a much bigger road than if you bought it on some little local street. So it sets forth how wide roads have to be so that there's no surprises. So in the rural areas, they followed suit and set up the width of roads years ago. And so the first one that says existing, that's how it stands now. So Colo and Ports are set up as 120-foot wide arterials. All the other section line roads, the green ones, are set as 100-foot arterials. And the quarter section lines, the purple ones, are 80-foot collectors. That's just how it was set up, just as a straightforward way to go. Then you can see all the other little roads are local streets. So Public Works looked at this and said, you know, that doesn't make any sense, because chances are Colo is never going to need to be 120 feet wide. That's like Rainbow or Tropicana, you know? So they went through and said, you know, we are going to remove all arterials designation, or arterial designation. So on the front page of the little packet, you'll see that Colo is no longer yellow. It's now a collector, 80 foot. So section line roads still, for the most part, are listed at 100 feet, and quarter sections are still at 80. Everything else, inside the dotted lines are the little streets that don't go anywhere. They go to California and stop at the border. Those are all being reduced down to 80 feet.
Are these the notes?
No, you would recognize, you would see my transcript. Sorry, so it's only got my fault notes on it, sorry. You probably won't go read it anyway. So basically, what they said is, we're not going to designate what your streets are going to be, because we don't know if or when development is going to come. So when and if it comes, we will determine the needs at that time. So for the most part, we have been down, our roads have been downgraded in size because they do not anticipate large size development. So this is all very positive for us. And then they also, north of the zigzag where it goes to gravel, and then south of the end of Cherokee, again where it goes to gravel, they got rid of all road designations in there because that will be determined if development happens. So that's what it is. Yes?
Since they're going to go to all that trouble, is there any way they can also at the same time deal with people who wish to have roads abandoned? Because there are a lot of, every road's a corner a lot, which is stupid.
Well,
most people don't want a corner lot.
Okay, but that was set for 100 years ago. So we aren't going to do mass vacations because it's on a lot by lot basis. So like between Archie Street, between Silver and Prince, most of the people have already use their middle part. There's supposed to be three roads that go through there. Mm-hmm. And there's only one next to my house that actually does go through. So,
and only because that's the one that the dump, the trash trucks use.
Well, that's not why. Just because the people that own the property I'm on didn't use up their part of the road. But, so each vacation has to be on a case-by-case basis, because blanket across the board wouldn't take into account, like, the way different houses face. You know, so if we vacated the one next to me, Andrea wouldn't be able to get into one side of her property. So we can't just do a blanket vacation. So if somebody wants the road vacated, you can apply for it. But we're not gonna do a blanket vacation. This is just about, this is standard road widths. But if you happen to live on one of these roads that's being narrowed down, once this is adopted, you could ask for that extra 10 feet or whatever it is they're reducing it by. But of course, mine is still a section line road, so I've still got 100 feet in front of my house.
So they're going to reduce the 80 footer to what, 60 feet?
No, all the section line roads are staying as collectors at 80. So everything's coming down to 80 except for courts. And the, well, and the other section line roads. Then, but keep in mind, nobody's coming out and making us put in sidewalks or anything.
This is just on paper, right?
That's this is just on paper, and this is so if someday there were to be some development, somebody would say, oh, you know, right now it's only paved or it's only this wide, but really it's meant to be so wide.
I'm not sure exactly how wide Prince is supposed to be, but I know that the road that I'm on the corner of, that's only 60 feet, not 80 feet.
Right, and it's not on here.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, all the designations have been taken away. So look on the existing one, the one I handed out that says existing.
Mm-hmm.
If you look down at Silver and Buckskin, it shows all those little roads. They've been taken out of there, so there is no minimum designation for those.
It does show Silver, but it doesn't show the other ones.
Buckskin between Buckskin and Silver.
Right, there's just not enough room to show all the roads. If you look on the existing, look on the existing.
Look, here's the existing.
Uh-huh.
Right here are all the little roads in our area.
Okay.
So, like I said, all those little roads they've taken out. They've taken out all the existing designations so that there is no minimum width for those roads.
Oh.
Right, so there's no minimum. So it would be if it comes, if somebody comes in, if nobody ever comes in, there's no set minimum. This is actually a very good thing for us that nobody's going to look and say, oh my gosh, there's an arterial in Sandy Valley, let's go put a, you know, a Walmart, you know.
Yeah, but you want to have bigger roads if you're going to put a bicycle path and stuff in there, though, too.
But a 100-foot road would still leave room for a bicycle. A 100-foot footer and an 80-footer would definitely still leave room.
Four-lane road and a bicycle path.
And see, buses are only...
And sidewalks.
Yeah, a whole lane for just bicycle would be great, wouldn't it, though?
Yeah, and but walking? 100 feet, you could put four lanes in each direction, bicycle paths, sidewalks.
Yeah, so...
Way more than we need.
It's a rainbow road.
Yes.
So, if you guys are okay with that, then I would just need a motion to accept the changes.
I make a motion that we accept the changes.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 She didn't answer.
I just, it all passed. It passed.
Okay. Yeah, but we need a vote. So you have to have a
vote.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
Yeah, I can abstain if I want to.
Yeah.
No, you can't abstain. You have to vote.
Yeah, you're
me. Stay partial.
Okay, so that passed. Okay, we'll go. We don't really have any general business, but I wanted to take a moment to ask the board members. You know, we have these issues coming up with zoning problems. Maybe we should have, maybe think about figuring out a way maybe to write up a proposal on changing zoning, agriculture zoning and pharmaceutical agriculture. Maybe we get, maybe have the county commissioners look at that, maybe have a little more clarification in that, because we don't want to discourage food, people growing gardens and agriculture in general. But we would like a little, I think everybody here might want to consider a little more stringent on pharmaceutical agriculture, thinking of things in the future.
Well, marijuana cannot be grown on anything but commercial or industrial land. So it's already in the code.
But, what I'm proposing or making a suggestion is maybe, you know, things have changed. I mean, 20 years ago, we wouldn't even be talking about marijuana being grown here. So what would be the future of some pharmaceutical agricultures? We might be talking, you know, opiates, whatever becomes a law, you know, which becomes legalized. So what I'm maybe suggesting is maybe we have the proposal to the county commissions that we have maybe a zoning ordinance on, especially in the rural areas where it impacts us, what kind of agriculture we're going to allow.
I hear what you're saying, and you're free to draft a letter or something, but I think the code already covers what you're asking for, because like the hemp is a crop and it is allowed by federal law to be an agricultural crop. Other things like marijuana are not. So I think the code already addresses your concern. But and if you need more information, I can give you that and show you what I'm talking about.
Right, but I would like to have a more stringent. It's not. I'm not just talking about marijuana. I'm talking about all the opiates, all of the crops that could be grown pharmaceuticals. I'm talking not just what we don't consider legal now.
Right.
To but even with, the legal.
But the code crops. Won't be changed to prohibit something that doesn't exist.
Because we won't find that out until something is made legal,
right.
Correct? And then at that point, they would address it on the zoning as far as commercial or whatever. And
a lot of that comes from state law, which we cannot do anything about. If state law allows it, we have to do it.
Right.
So until it's legalized, they even dictate where it can go, how it can go, where it can be grown, all of that licensing. So the county really has very little to do with that, because that's the way the law was crafted by the state.
So what you're saying is we would need to write our congressmen, our legislatures, on how we would like to proceed with...
My suggestion would be, if a bill comes up in the state legislature, which we're having right now, and it's every 2 years, if there's a bill that comes up that you have concerns with, I would fight it then. But right now, they have so many things to deal with, just like your commissioner has, you know, 80 items every 2 weeks that he has to think about. Instead of a potential, maybe this thing might get approved someday, I would use your energy to fight something when it actually comes up. Because your letter's going to go on file somewhere as a potential maybe someday. But if there's an actual thing to fight, then you can fight that. But I mean, if you guys are a board, so you can decide to do whatever you want. But my best advice would be to fight an actual thing rather than a potential idea.
Well, just as conversation to the board, you know, just I would urge everyone to maybe brainstorm and maybe come up with ideas like that. You know,
we could have like a zoning subcommittee, but that would have to be open.
But no, we don't do subcommittees on CACs. That was determined that we don't do those anymore.
No. Okay.
But if it's something you want to draft, we can put it on the next agenda, and we can send it out ahead of time for everybody to review. We can talk about it on the next agenda. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to draft something.
Would anybody be in favor of that?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Christine. You know my position on growing certain things. Just be very careful when asking for things to be not, you know, laws to be made against growing things, because...
Well, that's why...
The thing is, things that are harmless, such as poppy flowers, can be construed under that law, or even willow trees. Because their bark is what aspirin's made out of. So just be very, very careful in how you outline
right.
that. Just because you might be doing harm, and you know my position on it, mm-hmm. so you know where I'm at, but just be careful.
Yeah, that's why I was like to have a discussion, kind of have a discussion about it, because I really, really don't want to impede anyone from growing having a garden or growing food agriculture.
Sure.
Definitely don't want to do that. But I would like to see, you know, clarifications in the zoning, because it's not right that some area, you know, like in our area, you have 10, you may have 10 acres or you have 20 acres or 30 acres, and all of a sudden now we're growing opiates, you know, maybe they, you know, and I'm talking about things can be legalized.
Sure. We've seen crazy stuff in the last 2 years.
Just in the last 2 weeks, Colorado just legalized magic mushrooms. The country's going nuts.
But that's, isn't that already set within state law and then zoning as it is? I mean, we're kind of, I think I'm not super for it just in the fact that I think we just need to focus on things that are coming to the board. I don't know that we'd have to abide by state and county law and code anyways as we look at decisions, but maybe we need to be more educated on those state laws and county codes. Might be maybe along those lines, so we're more informed when we go to make those decisions.
You know, next month I will put an agenda item on, and I will bring the agricultural code, and we can talk about what is allowed and not, and maybe that'll help.
I think that would clarify some.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would go for that. I would like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rules.
Yeah. Well, if we were all educated on it, and we're not blindsided, and not, you know, then all of a sudden we have an uproar over something because we're not educated enough.
That's true.
And you know, it doesn't hurt, even if you've looked at it before, it doesn't hurt to look at it again, because I just had a situation up in Coal Creek, which is a rural area just like us, but they are RE zoned. We're all RU zoned out here, and the rules for RE zoning are different. Quite a bit different, and they have less than 2 acre lots. So even though I thought I knew the agricultural code inside and out, I had to re-look at it, and I was wrong on a couple of things. So it doesn't hurt to look at it again.
Okay, we'll just go.
Do we need a motion to put that on the agenda, or is that no?
You can't even do a motion because this wasn't agenda.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, let's move on to comments by the general public. Do you want to make some comments?
Can you point me to the speaker's podium?
Wherever you make it.
Please state your name.
Kenneth Johnson from Burrell. I'm a visitor. Glad to be here. Last name, J-O-H-N-S. Just real quick, I was part of the leadership group in the VDA Members for Change Petition Group. We focused our efforts up in Burrell. After the rate increase took effect on March 1st by VDA, we believe that rate increase was not legal. The reason being that the Nevada statute says that you, elected cooperative, cannot sell a major asset without a vote of 2/3 of membership. So they made the board and the OCDO put that forward. They made 5 promises to all of the VDA members to get us to vote in the affirmative and then a bunch of stuff and squeeze it out. Got it. One of those promises was a rollback of the 9% rate increase with a promise it would not go back up, at least until 2024. And as was the style of the old CEO, one time it was 5 years, it was 2024, one time it was 10 years, but 2024 is the one we have documented in the press release. So for the board to unilaterally break that promise is tantamount to them unilaterally just selling the asset, which is a violation of the code. And when they would not kind of reconsider or think about it, we then started the petition process to replace the board to be able to get some governance. I also, as Megan knows, was the vice president on the broadband side of things, and I knew it was coming. I knew before I left the company in December that they were cooking this up. I warned the board not to. On my way out the door, the executives knew full well the board would probably get replaced if they did it, but they pushed it through anyway. So anyway, it was a mess. Now, as you can see, one director was replaced organically because Mr. Maurer officially could not rerun. Mr. Dershin then, after the annual meeting, resigned from here in Sandy Valley. Last week, Mr. Ghazi from District 1 resigned. So basically, we're guaranteed to have half of the board flipped over. The gentleman we had lined up, who was going to be endorsed by our committee to take over District 1, informed us last week he's unable to do that. So the committee has asked me to step in for District 1, which I'm going to do. So I was just here tonight to encourage folks that, you know, to encourage individuals down here who may have some, you know, business acumen and experience on board. And really, in our opinion, and again, I was in 28, 29 of the board meetings up until last September, and really the problem with the board has been that when Mr. Houston was there, he kind of beat everybody into submission, including the board of directors. He hired the attorneys, and the board kind of outsourced their function to the attorneys, and then they kind of lost focus. It was almost do what we want to do, like the CEO does, in spite of the member, rather than the directors acting as elected representative of their constituents, and then washing the logic of what the CEO wants to do based on what's in the best interest of their constituents. And the other thing we had is the board served together for so long under with the same lawyer, with the same CEO, they kind of fell into this group thing. So as our member group, and again as an individual member, we're excited to, excited is probably not the appropriate word, but somewhat relieved that the little club that was there that kind of worked together and was kind of, you know, not putting their foot down, at least by getting different members on the board, will take away that comfort factor and the ability for the executive staff just to steamroll what they want without, you know, solid governance being a check and balance on that. So anyway, I just want to encourage you to find individuals here that would apply. I think the deadline is May 30th, and I got a notice for District 1 today, so I'm assuming you all either today or earlier have received a notification. But anyway, you know, we do need, the company really needs a strong voice that can represent Sandy Valley, and not give into the groupthink, and there's going to be some difficult decisions to be made. Again, having been at the company at the vice president level, I don't think it's a train wreck at this point. It just is going to take a little bit of focused creativity to get the banks comfortable, and then I think, you know, there's a few adjustments to be made, and it can be turned around pretty quickly. So anyway, I don't know if anyone had questions that of what we're doing or anything else, but
we can't really discuss it on public comment.
Okay.
But if you want to stick around, people could ask you questions after.
I got a buzz to get back, so I apologize. But maybe you know where to find me if anybody has a question or anything. And Electra does as well, please. But feel free to email or call me, and be glad to answer your questions.
Thank you. Anybody else want to make a comment?
Gail Beckman, Sioux Street, Sandy Valley. I put together happenings. I just want to report that the sailplane pilots were very happy again this year. This was their third year flying out at the Sail Farm. And I don't know how well 4-H did, but 4-H, Youth Sports, Senior Center, and Food Share all benefited. They prepaid for their lunches. And
they were very generous.
And the kids always have a good time, yeah, too. Food Share, we brought in $160 for. Mark and I had done Sloppy Joes for them. And also, I want to mention that if you have a lost or found animal and before the 1st or 15th, I'm happy to put it in the paper. The 1st, we had Greg's dog. Unfortunately, he had gone off to die. They did find him. But I just learned that today, so. But many dogs have been found after I've posted them in the paper, and I do that for free. And any events you have, just let me know.
Anyone else like to make a public comment?
I'd like to know how George is. Is he out of the hospital? Does anybody know?
Yes.
He's home.
And he's home.
Oh, good.
He
yeah.
likes visitors.
Okay.
He likes visitors, and he has two caretakers.
What's his address?
He lives on J8
Airport.
I know that.
At the airport.
Then he booped driving.
You gotta Saratoga. Go through his gate.
He has the only gate that you can go in on J.
You can go in okay. off of Miami and
I'll just look for a Jeep or a Cadillac or...
You won't see them. Take a right on Miami, and you'll see a two-story, and it says Betty Boop, mm-hmm. and a big fence, and that's his house.
Okay, got it.
Okay, vehicles are in the garage. Weekend, Saturday, is the Sandy Valley Seniors Breakfast, and eggs will be back. Also, the Farmer's Market will be back. And Monday again, coffee and donuts. And that's it for the seniors.
Pretty soon, actually.
She doesn't mean my age, people. We're already there. She means that summer's coming. I can enjoy a piece of the senior center.
Come have coffee and donuts.
That's 8 to 10.
We're past the senior center.
Anybody else like to make a comment? All right.
I got something.
Okay.
Saturday we had an incident, probably more directed to Metro. The kids were being abusive and riding all over our placards and stuff we got out there at the senior center. We did finally get them to stop, but they were somewhat reluctant. What do we do on that? Do we call Metro or just do as we did? We went out and asked them to discontinue, because that's not part of Peace Park.
Generally speaking, as a community, it works best, you know, get your own intervention, you know, if you can ask them, they're not off. If they're obviously going to be snobs about it, then we will come out and take care of that. I would never advocate that if you're not comfortable approaching somebody, then by all means, call us.
Us seniors usually just tell me, hey, knock it off.
Yeah.
And they quit.
You know.
But then they haven't built ramps either. It's usually kids with skateboards.
Yeah. At least with kids with the bikes. Yeah.
I will say that my boys have built ramps out in the, but then they always put everything exactly back where they were.
Alright guys, I think public comment is over, and will you have a motion to adjourn meeting?
When's the next meeting?
Next meeting will be at June 11th.
I make a motion to adjourn this one.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There's no second.
Yeah. All